This grounding meditation is brought to you by True Voice Creations. Before you begin, you might want to make sure that you're in a safe and calm environment where you will not be disturbed. You won't need anything to complete this process. You may want to find somewhere to sit so that your feet can be in contact with the ground, or you might want to listen to this in the bath, lying in bed, or sitting outside. Please make sure that you're not driving or operating heavy machinery whilst listening to this guided meditation. I will be supporting you to gently move your awareness and energy center into a more stable, comfortable, and relaxed space. Go at your own pace. Remember to use your breath. And know that you are in control of your process of grounding. Let's begin. You may wish to close your eyes or soften your focus to bring your awareness to your internal space. Gently observing where our breath lies in the body. Coming into a moment of stillness. Scanning the body. Perhaps we need to gather the breath. Just to calm. And begin to slow down. And as you're engaging with this process of observation, you might notice or sense that your shoulders naturally want to drop a little. Your joints want to soften. You sink a little further into your chair or bed or bath. And your body begins a very gentle internal sigh. Just remind yourself that this process of grounding is an opportunity for you to connect with yourself in a deeper way and to move throughout your day with a sense of rootedness and connection to the earth. So coming back to breath, we're just gently and naturally breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Rest here for a moment, just allowing your natural rhythm of breathing to find its balance and be settled within you. And now we are beginning to move down and drew the body towards the ground. So let's begin just above the crown or the top of the head. And with our breath and our mind's eye, we're gently inviting and opening a space up at the top of the crown where all the busy energy lies, where all of our thoughts, our worries, anxieties, to-do lists are currently flying around. And we are asking to begin to spiral very, very gently downwards, making a journey towards the Earth's core, where we're going to root in, connect, and release anything that is no longer serving us. So give yourself a second just to feel into that visualization, noting any sensations that come up for you. Just being aware if there is any resistance, or if the mind is arguing with you or trying to keep you distracted. Just breathe gently in through the nose and out through the mouth, calming your central nervous system, slowing down your heart rate, easing yourself into this internal space. So now as we think about moving down, we're going to use the out-breath as our tool for release and in order to reach the next level down. We're going to visualize this progression down the ladder as we breathe out. So we're moving from the crown just outside the head now, down and out on your next breath. And we're now sitting around the third eye, just the brow of your forehead. And we're just gently softening, dropping, letting the body do what it needs to. If there's any movement, gentle stretching or rotation of the head and neck that needs to happen here as we begin to shift the energy downwards, just allow that to happen. And on our next out-breath, we're moving down again to the throat energy center. So we're gathering here any dialogues, any things that have been left unsaid, any conversations that are still replaying in our mind. We're asking all of this excess energy to come with us and travel downwards so that we can be grounded again. Releasing on your out breath and allowing that visualization and sensation to continue spiraling down towards the chest and the heart space. Just spend a little longer here, acclimatizing and organizing your breath. There might be a little tightness in the chest if you've been rushing around and being very busy. So it's like giving yourself a moment to catch up with yourself, to catch your breath, to gather your resources, to start making plans for your next move. Feeling some expansion and release around the heart space happening as we sit here. And on your next out breath, releasing, dropping down to the solar plexus, feeling and sensing that round about just underneath the belly button. And filling up that whole area like a big sun. So we're gathering all of our power, all of our resources here. At each stage, moving down the ladder, just inviting and holding space for these parts of ourselves to come and to be let go of if they are overworked, overstimulated, overactive. And just reassuring those parts of yourself that in this process of releasing and letting go and making room for us to ground down, we can draw up new, fresh energy with our intention and with our breath that will nourish us and inspire us. So anything that we choose to let go of here, we can be in control about what we decide we replace that with. And on your next out breath, releasing, moving down to the sacral area. So this is just where the groin is. Below the belly button. And we're just above the tailbone, so we're bringing our awareness and attention there. And on our next out breath, we're thinking about releasing anything that might be limiting us or holding us back or keeping us feeling stuck or scared. And we're taking that down to the bottom, to the tailbone, to our root. This is the last point or energy center on the body that we are engaging with as we begin to make our journey downwards towards the earth. So just gathering our energy here with our breath. Inviting you to take three really gentle, relaxed in-breaths through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. And each time you do this, once, twice, a third time, we're allowing that breath to be a little deeper, a little richer, that out-breath to let some more go. And just engaging with the breath in whatever way feels comfortable and easy for you. It doesn't need to be forced or heavy. In through the nose, out through the mouth, one last breath. And now we are beginning to move further down and spiraling outwards from the body. So as I guide you through this process, continue to breathe in a relaxed and easy manner, and know that the breath is your volume switch. So you can dial it up or you can dial it down, and depending on how much breath you're engaging with the visualizations will affect how intensely you have any feelings or sensations from this process. But keep it comfortable for yourself, and just reminding yourself that this is an exercise to help bring you some peace and stability, and we don't need to overdo it at all. So now we are visualizing the root and this cord now from the bottom of the spine beginning to wind its way from our body and move into the space that we are currently in. So you visualize this cord of energy however you feel. It could be a rope or a ribbon. It could be an extension of your spinal column. It could be something very fine or thin, like a strand of hair or a thread. Or you could visualize it as light, water, fire, whatever works for you. So now we're just guiding this cord down and out. We're making contact with whatever object we're lying or sitting on, and we're moving down. Gently, slowly, uncurling, unwinding, meandering, spiraling, always moving down. Slow and steady, snaking down past your hips, feeling any tension in this area. Soften, open, past the thighs, softening, opening, round the knees, easing out your joints, winding down, spiraling down, moving down, further towards the calves and the ankles, pausing here for a minute, easing out the tension in your ankles, winding down, down through the feet, extending out to the toes, down through the balls and heels. And now the feet that are making contact with the ground, that root or cord from us is pushing and breaking through the carpet, the floorboards, the earth, spiraling down, down, down. making its way underneath the foundations, past roots of trees, past rocks, past vegetation, past watercourses, past burrowing animals, past old stories, further down, 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 moving in between all of these different layers and qualities of earth. You can imagine different temperatures, hot, cold, warm, different qualities of the soil or the rocks, soft, hard, gritty. How easily are you able to move past and through all of these layers, spiraling down, down, down? Continuing to extend that cord, getting closer towards reaching the core of the earth. And before we get there, just taking a moment to visualize what that space is going to look like for you. Perhaps it's a cave, an open space that we can climb into with our mind's eye. Maybe there's a big root there. Maybe there's an element, water or fire or metal. Perhaps there is a precious stone or something solid that you will be able to touch. Whatever comes to mind and whatever feels natural and easy for you to visualize, allow yourself to go with that. Keeping it just relaxed and open and positive. Everything that we're doing here is to support you to feel more safe and at ease. So find and connect with that safe space at the center of the earth. And we are going to extend our cords now to engage and meet with this rock or root, whatever you have chosen. We're allowing that cord to unfurl and unwind and make contact. And as it makes contact, it wraps itself around. It draws in to the central point. You are connecting your taproot to the center of the earth. So you might want to wrap it round many times, to entangle it, to circle round it, to braid it, to link it. Just spend a few moments here constructing and creating that web that feels solid and secure, and that it's not going to become untied or disentangled. And once you feel like you have made that connection to the center of the earth, just breathe into this space a few times. Breathe into your imagination. breathe into your feeling. And what does that feel like for you? Is this a safe space? This is your space. No one else can reach you here. Here you are connected and you are grounded and you are rooted and supported by the earth. So just staying there as long as you need to, feeling relaxed and comforted. And now we're going to slowly begin making our way back up into our body. And instead of breathing out as we climb up the ladder, we're going to use our inhalation to help us move through these different energy centers in the body. So, as we do this, we are also drawing in our breath from the center of the earth. So we're going to take our breath all the way from this point that we've just connected to. So just try that once, a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. We can breathe in a huge amount of nourishment from this place and visualize that we're drinking up like a plant or like a straw that's taking up some good things that it needs. So let's begin with the breath. Drawing in from your root and your connection. And we're moving up now. Up and away from this place, but still drawing in and drinking in that energy. Remembering to release the breath, but every breath stacks on top of the next and we're climbing higher and higher. Moving upwards through all these layers and rocks and roots and watercourses and burrows and debris. And layers and layers and layers of soil. Moving up and up and up. Meeting our root at the bottom. Up through the feet. Winding up the legs. Up past the knees. Winding up the thighs. Round the hips, entering at the root, the base, our tailbone. Gently allowing that breath and that awareness, that visualization to move in and up to the sacral area below the belly. And in, moving up to the solar plexus, round the belly, feeling the breath, up to the heart space, up to the throat, to our voice. To our third eye, our forehead, our brow, up to our crown, and up again, and out through the top of the head. So we've come full circle, moving down, connecting with our root, and then moving back up the body again and drawing in some new, fresh energy that's helping us to feel relaxed, centered, connected, balanced. And we should be feeling more restful, calmer, and that we can feel our breath and that our head is a little more clear than it was before. You can come back to this space anytime and connect with your safe space, to the earth center, whatever that looks like for you. It's your space and no one else's. So as you're finishing this process and bringing yourself back into familiar space where you are, you might want to bring your hands and rub them together to create a little bit of heat and friction, and place them gently over your eyes, wiping the face, opening the eyes, and coming back into the room. So please listen to this as many times as you need to. It can be really helpful to ground every day to ensure that we feel in a good space to move forward with the things that we have to do. So come to it whenever you need and adapt it to your needs and your visualizations.